This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Brooke Walker is 25 and was born severely sight impaired. She developed glaucoma as a teenager, which then led to retinal detachments, meaning she has limited perception of light. She studied acting at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland, or RCS, and is now a professional actor and has featured in RNIB's Before You Ask campaign. She is here today to talk about her sight loss, studies and acting career. Hi Brooke, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi there, thank you for having me.
So can you tell us about your sight loss story?
So when I was born severely short-sighted, or severely myopic, as some consultants might say. And my mum discovered this when I was about 9 months to a year. So I got my first pair of specs when I was that age. And when I was under 10, I developed something similar to age-related macular degeneration. I had this black spot at the back of my eye, and there was a few operations to try and rectify that. And then I still had sight in both eyes, and I managed to get through school with some assisted technology in class, although I didn't need any mobility aids or anything like that. But when I was a teenager, when I was about 15, I developed glaucoma in both my eyes. And the glaucoma led to a retinal detachment in my right eye, and there was a couple of operations to try and reattach it, but unfortunately they were unsuccessful, so my right eye was left blind. And I had a little bit of vision in my left eye. The majority of my peripheral vision was gone due to glaucoma, so just a little bit of vision in the top left hand corner. And I had that for about 8 years, I would say. And then towards the end of 2022, I started experiencing flashes in my eye. And it all happened really quickly. I woke up one morning and I couldn't see as much light anymore. And I thought, I think this is my retina. And I went to the consultant and he said, yeah, your retina has detached. So it was an emergency procedure to try and reattach my retina in my left eye. And it is reattached, but unfortunately my sight hasn't came back. So I have slight light perception, but it is incredibly limited.
And when you went to RCS, you said you got a lot of helpful support with the course. What kind of support or accessibility accommodations were most useful for you?
When I attended RCS, I think I had my first retinal detachment maybe 5 years previous. So I'd been registered visually impaired for about 5 years. And the staff members there were very, very accommodating, and they had said, we want you to have the best possible training you possibly can, and we want you to get the most out of it. And they had actually asked one of the graduates of the course if she would like to come and be my study support tutor. That was her title. And I think she was only meant to stay for about 3 weeks, but she ended up staying for the full 3 years, and she's ended up being such a close friend to me now. And she was monumental in my studies. So she helped me with site guiding around the building, because there's a couple of campuses that RCS has. And when it came to working on productions, quite a lot of people will have scripts in hands, but I'm obviously not able to do that. I can't read hard copy. So she was able to write down notes for me and then record them and send them to me so I could listen to them when I was back home. She would feed me lines in rehearsals. So she would ghost me the line and I would be able to speak it out into the space. She was brilliant, really, really brilliant.
And how long before that had you known that you wanted to be an actor?
So I took part in dance classes when I was younger every Saturday, and I'd done that from a really young age. And then I joined the children's theatre where I'm from in Falkirk. So I must have been about 8 or 9 at that point. The thing that everyone was very excited about was the panto, was the Christmas show at the end of the year. That was something we were always working towards. So every Sunday we would go to the town hall and rehearse and take part in all of our workshops, and that was fab. I remember being at school and just knowing that I would be going to children's theatre afterwards. It was really, really exciting.
What are some of the biggest differences between being on set and in professional work compared to studying?
I think I was so used to structure. So when I first left school, I went and done an acting and performance course at college for 3 years, and then I decided that I wanted to do further training and went to drama school, went to RCS for 3 years. And then when I graduated, I thought, oh gosh, I don't have this structure. I don't have, you know, a support every day. And when it comes to the jobs that I've had, trying to source someone that could be my support and having to explain to them what I would maybe need in this situation, because every job is quite different. You're not sure what your access requirements might be for this job. You are going to have some similar ones in terms of text and in terms of navigation, but there are going to be some differences. So yeah, having to explain that and having to advocate for yourself a lot as well, which I'm still finding quite difficult. I still find that quite tricky, especially when I first left drama school and I'd done my first professional job, and I was very scared to voice my opinion in terms of maybe the stage lighting being too bright and it was affecting, you know, my eyes, causing eye strain, or when it came to steps that led up onto stage, I maybe wasn't able to see them properly, and I just didn't want to be an inconvenience to the creative team or the crew. I didn't want to be annoying. But I think now I say to myself, well, you want to feel safe and comfortable on stage, and you want to just focus on the acting bit. You don't want to have to worry about access. So if this is going to help you, then this is going to help you. So you have to voice how you feel.
As you go forward and take on new challenges in your career, are there any specific characters or types of roles that you'd really love to get the chance to perform?
I studied quite a lot of Shakespeare, and I think when people think Shakespeare, they go, oh, just so dull, so boring. And there's definitely been a point in my life where I thought Shakespeare is very dull and very boring. I think when you're reading out a line individually in your English class, that can just suck all the fun out of Shakespeare. But I think when I was studying it at college a little bit, and then more so at drama school, I thought, this is really interesting, and this is really complex, and I'd love to do more of this. I would say A Midsummer Night's Dream, which is quite a lot of people's introduction to Shakespeare. It's a comedy, and it's quite easy to follow, and it's so funny. And one of the very first monologues, one of the very first Shakespeare monologues I learned was Helena. She's one of the main lovers in the play, and she's lusting after Demetrius, who doesn't love her, and she's just really funny. And I've seen and heard a good few adaptations now, and they've all been so different, and I'd love to have the chance to play Helena one day, possibly.
And what would you say to other blind and partially sighted people who want to pursue acting?
I heard on another podcast recently, actually, Access All, Disability Awareness podcast, and someone had said, lean into your disability, don't hide from it, and try to embrace it. And it's much easier said than done, and it's something that I'm still finding quite tricky, but you hope that it would become easier over time. I think really, really stick it out and speak up for yourself, advocate for yourself, be annoying. If people think you are annoying, then so be it. I certainly wouldn't think you were annoying if you wanted something adjusted in order for you to feel more comfortable or like you were able to do your job properly. Don't compare yourself to sighted actors. Don't torture yourself because you'll get nowhere. And trust me on that. I've done that many, many a time. Focus on what your capabilities are as a performer.
And where can people see your work and learn more about you?
I'm not really on social media. Social media has not been my bag. It wasn't my bag when I was at school. I'm trying to get a little bit more braver with it. I've got friends telling me how to use it and how I could maybe navigate it. But I think a place to maybe find me would be my Spotlight. And Spotlight is the actor's database, essentially.
Well, thank you so much, Brooke Walker, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about your acting career.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been so nice.